Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
This. Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, good luck bringing our mood down today because Nebraska basketball upsets Creighton 63-53. Indiana on Wednesday. I'm wearing the Husker pullover for the first time in the show's history because of it.
That's it. I've said it four times, so I'm going to say it again. I like that. I'm not big on pullovers, but you pull off the white pretty well.
You want to know the best part about this? You'll never guess like where I bought this at.
Let me guess.
You won't guess it.
Walmart.
No. Where? I bought this pullover at Mahoney Golf Course here in
Lincoln. Did you really?
Yep.
Why was it at Mahoney?
Well, I don't know. I was like waiting for my tee time one like a year or
impulse
two ago.
Impulse buy?
Yeah, but it was on a discount. I'm like, that's a good looking pullover. I tried it on. It fit like, all right, I don't have any Nebraska gear. I'll get this. Sure.
Okay, let me guess. $40.
I don't know. It was probably around that with the discount.
Yeah, discount.
Nice
job.
Thank you. All right. Football.
Yeah.
Saturday and Friday, there was some good games. You know, Utah. Wow. Kicks the crap out of USC, 47-24. So both USC losses this year were to Utah. Mm. Beat him twice. Kyle Whittingham. Mm-hmm. Shout out Kyle.
Kicked USC right out of the college football playoff.
He did. Yep, they sure did. So that happens Friday. So now if you're Ohio State, you're saying, okay, here we go. And Alabama's saying, okay, here we go. So what happened on Saturday's games? TCU falls in overtime to Kansas State. K-State, we'll get to later in the show, deeper, wins the conference.
Yeah.
Chris Klieman.
Yeah.
They went in overtime 31-28.
Great game.
It was a great game.
Yeah.
Max Duggan was awesome in the fourth quarter to even force overtime for TCU.
Yeah.
But they lose. But we'll get to that. They're in the playoff.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Michigan struggled for a while with Purdue, pulled away. They win the Big Ten. They're undefeated. Michigan, I believe, is 20-1 their last 21 games.
Yeah, I mean, let's not gloss over what Jim's done there. What a flex. I want to tell you something about Michigan, too. Okay. Last year, their goal was to win the Big Ten, okay?
Okay.
Then they got to the college football playoff. They played like a team that was, well, they played the best team, the best defense that college football's had in a long time in Georgia and got their teeth rattled.
Right.
Well, you know what? Michigan's goal this year wasn't to win just to win the Big Ten. They got bigger goals, okay?
They're going for
it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, they're going.
They're the number two seed.
Yeah.
They have a reason to believe that.
Yeah.
So Georgia pummels LSU in the SEC title game. So they're in undefeated, number one. Okay. But as we go through the actual playoff, number one, Georgia. This is official. Number two, Michigan. Number three, TCU. Number four, Ohio State. No Bama. No Tennessee. Nobody else.
Tennessee. They weren't going to get in.
Well,
Tennessee.
Who was sixth? Then? Who was sixth? Were they sixth?
No. Alabama was sixth.
Fifth. Fifth.
Yeah, Tennessee. Anyway. Now, I am not. Listen, I know you're trying to get me rattled in Alabama. Alabama shouldn't be in.
No, they have two losses.
Right.
It would be a crime for them to be in over a one-loss team that lost their conference title game.
It would have been a disaster. It would have been a national disastrophe, as you would say.
Disastrophe is right.
If Alabama got in. I mean, as much as I hate it that they're not in, I mean, they didn't take care of business against LSU. They didn't take care of business against Tennessee. It's sort of amazing that they put Saban on TV on
I know.
The Big Ten championship game.
I
and
saw
let him
it.
Lobby for his team, which is I love Nick. I mean, I really do. He's a great dude, but I don't know why they got to do that. And he made some good points for sure.
Well, I'd say this, Nick. You lost two regular season games.
Right. They lost two to LSU's not great either.
They're in the title game.
Yeah, they're not great. That's a
no.
That's a 3 or 4 loss LSU team. Not a great LSU team. They got taken to the woodshed by Georgia. You gave up a ton of yards to Tennessee.
Yep.
And lost late. Choked it up. You really choked against Tennessee. Now, what I would say to Nick is this: a lot of people thought this was one of your best teams, if not your best team. So what happened? You had the returning Heisman Trophy winner in Bryce Young, and you had a great defender on the line of scrimmage, one of the best pass rushers in the game, in a college game. Still couldn't get it done. Weren't particularly well coached this year. Penalty mm-hmm. prone. Ohio State belongs in there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the matchups are fascinating. I'd watch Ohio State a little bit. They have a psychological edge because they got pushed around by Michigan last year in that bit, in the Big Ten title game. Then they got pushed around this year again. And you know what the narrative is going to be. They're going to hear Ohio State.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What I'm saying here, Jake, is Ohio State's coming in as an underdog, which they're coming in as the hunter. How often does Ohio State come in as the hunter?
How about in 2014 when they won it all?
Yeah, they
when they beat Bama in the semi, and then they beat Oregon to win it all.
They were a four seed at large in 2014.
Yeah,
they're now a four seed at large.
They were an underdog,
right?
They were like a 14-point dog to Alabama and won.
Right. So, okay, think about it. Just take a step back. Ohio State with the chip on its shoulder sounds a little scary.
Yeah, it does.
Right? Ohio State as a team that feels slighted.
Yep.
How often does Ohio State feel slighted? How often does Ohio State say, listen to what they're saying about us, that we're soft?
Yeah, it's a scary situation.
How often do you hear that? No, nobody ever talks about Ohio State that way, but that's the way they're talking about it.
I'm going to guess this, Sip. I'm going to guess Georgia was hoping that TCU would get the 4 seed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They want to play TCU, not Ohio State. Because I'm looking at the openings. Oh, these are early lines.
I don't want to hear them.
TCU, Michigan's a 9-point favorite against TCU.
Too high. Too high.
And Georgia is just a 7-point favorite over Ohio State. Seven. Georgia, 7-point favorite over Ohio State. Michigan, 9 points over TCU.
You saw TCU play. I think that people still think of TCU like they're in the Mountain West. That's not a Mountain West team, boys. I mean, that is a rough – they are one of the strongest teams in the country. They are a Power 5 team. They are tough. Michigan, I mean, here's the thing, though. I will say this. TCU ranks 66th against the run.
Mm-hmm.
66th nationally against the run. All right. And they're giving up 25 points a game, which isn't terrible, but I don't know if their defense can hang in there for four quarters against Michigan, which has the best offensive line in the country. Michigan, which is averaging 40 points a game, seventh nationally. Michigan, which is allowing only 13.4 points per game. They're extremely balanced. And by the way, I wonder – it seems like Jim held a lot back this year for the postseason.
You think so?
Well, they're not. He hadn't run the quarterback much this year.
Yeah, he didn't.
Well, maybe he's holding that back. Remember against Nebraska?
Yeah.
Remember against Nebraska when he threw those deep balls down the field? Just a hint. Just a hint of it. We're gonna do it. That he was getting ready. Then what they do against Ohio State? Beat Ohio State deep.
And on the ground also.
But those deep balls were huge in that game. Now, are we going to see McCarthy running a little bit more now?
It's time.
Yeah. Yeah. Michigan-TCU will be a bloodbath because TCU is physical too. That'll be a bloodbath.
Are we ready to see Michigan in the national championship? Are we ready for that?
I am. They deserve it.
What if it's Michigan-Ohio State? Kevin Warren would be like just shirtless or saying, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guess what? I got USC coming too, and UCLA. Bow down to me, you Southern SEC people. Bow down. I am King Warren now. King Kevin.
Yeah, I don't see it. Georgia's a beast. They are a beast. I don't see Ohio State doing it. Now, I think Ohio State will. It'll be a good game. No, Jake, you're not going to get me on the Alabama thing because the committee got this right.
They got it right.
I thought there was about a 5% chance that they wouldn't.
I thought you might complain about it as a Bama fan.
I am a Bama fan, but
every Bama fan has to understand why they're not in the playoff. You have two losses. Ohio State has one, and it's to the number two team in the country. Where's the argument?
Well, it's not only that. Where's the argument? It's not only that. Alabama doesn't have a great win either.
They don't. They almost lost to A&M.
Right.
A&M was on the 2-yard line to end the game and lost.
Yeah, and Nick singing that tune about how Bryce was banged up, Bryce missed time, Bryce. Yeah, he did, but that happens all over the place. I mean, guys get banged up. Teams lose their quarterback for a period. Yeah, I feel kind of bad for Nick, but nah, you lost those two games.
Congrats to the committee for getting it right.
We watched the LSU game. You were texting me. I remember that. You're reveling.
I was obnoxious, apparently. I'd say I was just on fire.
No. No, whenever you say you're on fire, it's code for obnoxious. Yeah.
Debatable. Yep. Song of the Day and NFL Winners and Losers is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.